This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patients, our first name is Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S. Last name is Hancock, H-A-N-C-O-C-K. Date of birth is 5/11/1947. Date of evaluation is 6/7/2022. History page. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety, comma, cognitive impairment, comma, history of seizures, history of present illness. This is a 75 years old female who was referred to our service for management of anxiety, confusion, patient was interviewed with her son present at patient's consent. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement, but acknowledged that she had seizures. Her conversation was rather rambling and illogical, talking about going back to Indiana and living independently. Patient acknowledged feeling nervous, anxious, worried, poor sleep, period. She denied any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or suicidal ideation. The patient could not tell me how long she's been having seizures. Patient's son reported that patient was fairly cognitively intact and independent up until October of last year. Patient apparently got lost while she was driving from Florida to Indiana. Son reports that patient started having seizures, and initially they thought she had hyponatremia. Patient had extensive workup for seizures at University of Michigan Hospital. Including spinal tap, and they were looking for any autoimmune conditions or some kind of meningitis. Peer patient was reported to be paranoid and delusional, and some reports that she might had experienced auditory hallucinations. Peter, she thought she thought there was some kind of chip placed here. During my evaluation, patient reports that she feels safe. She denied any auditory or visual hallucinations. She knew she's at White Lake, and she knew it's June 2022. She knew Biden as a president, and she thought she was living at a community of White Lake. She could repeat 3 out of 3 objects, but 2 out of 3 after 3 minutes. She had significant trouble drawing a clock and showing the numbers from 1 to 12. And seems to have significant visual spatial difficulties. Patient was admitted here on Buspar 5 milligram twice a day, melatonin, and hydroxyzine 25 milligram twice a day. She's also on Depakote and clobazepam, C-L-O-B-A-Z-E-P-A-M, for seizures. Sun reports that patient is in no shape to live independently, but keep talking about going to Indiana or Tennessee, where she used to live. Next paragraph, patient has 2 sons. She was married twice. Period patient reports that she worked with some kind of dementia patients. Next paragraph, review of system general, non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, non-reported neurologic seizures, psychiatric forgetfulness, endocrine heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, widow, number of children, 2 sons, 1 lives in Florida, current employment, retired. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, view, collateral form and chart, nursing, and conversation with patient's son who was visiting. Next paragraph, under history and habits, the medical history as reported in a chart, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications MAR reviewed. Buspar 5 milligram twice a day, hydroxyzine 25 milligram twice a day. And melatonin. Next paragraph, blood pressure 138 over 76, pulse 74, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements ambulatory with a walker, motor movements normal, gait ambulatory with a walker, speech rambling, somewhat illogical, mood anxious, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations are. Loose thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, but preoccupied with going to Indiana, level of perceptual disturbances, history of hallucinations per son, but does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, and she thought she was at, quote, community of White Lake, unquote. memory recent impaired. She could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. She, fond of knowledge, fair. She knew Biden as a president. Judgment and insight limited. Sleep trouble, falling asleep, appetite, fear. Next paragraph. Unspecified dementia with behavioral disturbance, F03.91. Plans continue, non-pharmacological interventions. Peter staff needs to anticipate patients' needs. Encourage participation in activities, therapy as per care plans. Number two, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans increase buse power to 10 mg twice a day. Peer continue hydroxyzine as prescribed. Number three, unspecified psychosis not due to substance or known physiological condition, F29, plans. Patient does not appear to be actively hallucinating. Her conversation is somewhat out of touch with reality, but does not seem to be in great distress. Period. Hold off use of antipsychotics for now, considering risks of antipsychotics lowering seizure threshold. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician and neurologist for medical management. Period. I would advise patient to live in a supervised environment upon discharge, considering her cognitive impairment. Be a risk of wandering and getting lost. We'll follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check common side effects of abuse bar. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above.